You're listening to a podcast from Jubilee Church, Farnham. To find out more, visit www.jubilee.church.
Hi, thank you for tuning in to this week's message. If you've been regularly listening, you'll know that for the last few months, we have been looking at the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. Rick has wonderfully unpacked different psalms under the overall title, The Anatomy of the Soul. We called it that because the book of Psalms contains every human emotion and condition. It's raw and real and honest, but also helpful as we reflect on our souls. Through this pandemic, there's been all sorts of things going on in my soul, all sorts of feelings and thoughts and attitudes. I'm sure it has for you as well. To be honest, some of them have been really positive, but many of them have been very negative. Been a difficult time for us all, hasn't it? And it continues to be, even though there is some hope now of normality on the horizon. A few months ago, the elder leaders were praying for the church and praying about Christmas and seeking God for what he had for us this year. And during that prayer time, I had a strong sense that this year, Christmas is a moment. I wondered what that meant, and so found myself reflecting on how in the book of Acts we see moments in real time and in real people's lives when the risen Jesus comes and transforms things. Became reflective on that and how at particular points in history when God is at work result in stories to tell. And that's what we see recorded in the book of Acts. Sometimes those stories are challenging. Disciples didn't have it all easy. They were persecuted and they scattered and shipwrecked and accused and imprisoned. There were dark times for the disciples. Yet at other times, there were miracles and deliverance and great joy as the Holy Spirit comes on people and adds to God's growing family. And as we were there as leaders in our Zoom prayer huddle, I really sensed that the Spirit was saying that this is a moment for many Christians to see Christmas afresh. And it's a moment for those who are on a journey of faith to see Christmas afresh too. In all the pain and anxiety and fear during the COVID pandemic, I believe that this Christmas, for many, will actually turn out to be a wonderful moment. I've got faith for it. A moment where light comes into the darkness. At Christmas, we give one another gifts, don't we? We wrap them in pretty paper and put them under the tree. We all get excited wondering what's wrapped up. And then there's that moment of opening. And it is a moment, isn't it? How will the gift be received? Hay and I always wanted to give our kids, and still do, gifts that we thought would bring them joy and delight. Over the years, sometimes perhaps there's been a little bit of an expectation mismatch, shall we say. I guess we've all been there, haven't we? But most of the time, as the paper comes off, faces light up and there's a rejoicing and gratitude. And they're special gift-giving moments, aren't they? That first Christmas was a special gift-giving moment too. Jesus came that first Christmas, but he didn't just come. He was a gift given to us. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Jesus didn't just come. He was a wonderful gift given to us. And a gift given to us to receive. It's a profound thought. There's one place in which the Apostle Paul is so overwhelmed by that thought that he breaks into spontaneous praise. And he says, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9, if you want to read it. Some of the translators put it slightly different. They describe it as an indescribable gift, an inexpressible gift. It's a gift beyond description. It's beyond comprehension, in a sense. Whenever the Apostle Paul thinks about it, even for a while, his imagination and his heart explodes with delight and praise and thanksgiving. There's something about reflecting on the birth of Jesus that causes praise to rise up. The Christmas story is marked by praise, in fact. Just looking through it again this year, just notice 10 times when there is this moment of delight and praise and thanksgiving. A spontaneous praise to God because of Jesus' arrival. 9 out of the 10 praise moments, those praise events, occurred in the first 2 chapters of the Apostle Luke's Gospel. Luke also wrote the book of Acts, as I referred to earlier. And he's really interested in how Jesus impacts people's real lives. And he wants to chronicle those moments of engagement with Jesus. He was also a doctor, and so perhaps not surprisingly, he's also very interested in Jesus' birth. And he's clear from the beginning of his gospel what he wants to do. Let me just read the first few verses. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things that you have been taught. Oh, how I want us all to know that this Christmas. And then in the first chapters of Luke, we see moments of praise. Luke observes people meeting with Jesus. There's even stories of angels meeting with Jesus that causes within them a bubbling up of praise. That's what we've been looking at. What Nathan looked at last week, wasn't it, from Psalm 150. How praise is so appropriate. I just want to just go through in chronological order these 10 little praise moments to inspire us about how this Christmas we too can have praise moments as we reflect on Jesus. So in chronological order, just through Luke's gospel, first there's Gabriel. He announces Jesus would be born in Luke chapter 1, verse 32. He says, he will be given and will be called the Son of the Most High. His kingdom will never end. Hear the praise? It isn't just a baby card sort of announcement praise, is it? It's a prophetic promise. And that causes praise to be come forth. Secondly, there is John the Baptist. He hadn't even been born when Mary came to tell his mother Elizabeth about Jesus. John leapt for joy in Elizabeth's womb, it says. The unborn John praises God without even any words, just leaping around in his mother's womb. Wow, doesn't that teach us something about life in the womb? Third moment of praise was Elizabeth. She responded by saying to Mary, blessed are you among the women. Blessed is the child you will bear. Hear the praise? Fourth little moment, praise moment, was when Mary started her song of praise. She starts it like this. My soul glorifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. One more praise when, well, look at Zechariah, John the Baptist's father. In that part of the story, he worshipped God when his son was born because he knew that John would prepare the way for the Messiah, the Lord Jesus. If you read earlier, you see how an angel had appeared to him and said his wife had become pregnant, and Zechariah doubted as his wife, and he was very old. And so he was told to name him John. And then he was strangely struck dumb. But Zechariah's doubt didn't stop the Lord from doing miracles. They became pregnant and John the Baptist was born. Because Zechariah couldn't speak, it was difficult naming John, so he wrote it down, it says. But in that act of obedience, his mouth was freed. And he had a little praise moment. It says immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue was loosened and he began to speak, praising God. And the neighbors were all filled with awe. And throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, what then is this child going to be? For the Lord's hand was on him. You can read that in chapter 1, verse 64. Praise moments. Then we read of Zechariah's wonderful praise song in verse 67 following. So who else praised God? What other moments can we find in those passages? As soon as Mary delivered Jesus, the angels got in on the praise, although I suppose that is what angels do, isn't it? The angel of the Lord comes and makes an announcement. And then we read, suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared, praising God. That was a praise moment, wasn't it, eh? Do you remember what they sang? Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace and goodwill to men. Wouldn't you have loved to have been there to see that, experience that praise moment? Seventh little praising moment I noticed is that those angels appeared to the shepherds out in a field who were watching their sheep. You can imagine how those shepherds must have felt as they hurried off to the stable to lay eyes upon Jesus. But their stunned silence in his presence quickly led to loud and amazing proclamations of praise and praise moments. It says that the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Praise moments are throughout Jesus' birth. Eighth little moment I noticed was that 8 days later, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple where Simeon, who it says was an upright and devout man, was. He'd been praying for the Messiah to come, and when he sees him, it says he was filled with the Holy Spirit and takes Jesus into his arms and praises God. There are praise moments everywhere. He'd been waiting his whole life. And then came a moment of encounter with Jesus. Perhaps that should be an encouragement to us. We can do a lot of waiting in these days. Ninth little moment I noticed was that the prophetess named Anna came up to them at that and praises God for this child. Now it says she was 84. So you can still praise when you're 84. We've got lots of older folks in Jubilee who are an example to us in praise. I'm so grateful for them. It says of her that she never left the temple but worshipped day and night, fasting and praying. 10 praise moments as people encounter Jesus. And don't you think it's fun that praise is coming from all ages? Teenagers with their lives before them, young parents with all the tiredness of sleepless nights, middle-aged people with all the pressures of that phase of life brings, and then those fortunate enough to be nearest to heaven. Shall we say it like that? Those who are older amongst us. Whatever your age, whatever your situation, there can be moments of praise as we encounter Jesus. I forgot the 10th, and that is the wise men. How could I forget them? After Haley and Evane have been talking about them the last few Sundays. They follow the star and eventually come to Bethlehem. And in Matthew's gospel, it says that when they saw the child, they fell down and worshipped him. They presented him with their treasures. So in these nativity passages in the Bible, we see just 10 moments that were wrapped in praise. Some were moment seekers. They were seeking Jesus. And when they found him, praise came forth. But some of the people were actually surprised by Jesus. But when they saw him, something was transformed within them, and they responded in praise. So let me ask you a question as you approach this Christmas. What's your focus? What are your moments going to be? Are they going to be focused on the presents under the tree, the lights, the food? None of that stuff is bad. We love all of that. But we don't want to miss the best gift God gives us this Christmas. We don't want to miss moments where Jesus is calling us to praise him and rejoice in him. We want to respond to the greatest gift given with delight and joy. Perhaps this year the frills have lost a bit of their luster for you, and your focus isn't on all of that stuff, but is on the pain and problems of COVID. Well, it's interesting to reflect. The 10 people I've mentioned didn't have it all easy. In fact, as you read the passage, and perhaps it's worth doing that afresh, they were facing all sorts of difficulties and challenges in their own way. And yet, in a moment, their perspective changed, and they couldn't help themselves rejoice and praise God. And perhaps we've got something to learn from them. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, it says in Matthew's gospel, which means God with us. I'm going to say a little bit more about that next week. It's a wonderful, mysterious story that God comes to be with us. And what's even more wonderful is that he continues to come to be with us, even now, wherever you're listening to this message. As someone said, God couldn't have made himself any bigger to impress us, so he made himself smaller to attract us. And I think there are moments this Christmas where Jesus wants to attract us afresh. He wants our attention to focus on him. And you know, as a result, there's going to be rejoicing bubbling up in our hearts. So my prayer is for moments like this for everyone this Christmas. Moments where we can just pause and think and pray and ask Jesus to come to be with us in the joy, the celebration, the laughter, but also be with us in the pain and the confusion, the anxiety. There are moments where Jesus wants to meet us this Christmas. I've got faith he's going to do that for many. And I'd love to hear stories of how you've had wonderful moments with Jesus this Christmas that have caused you to wonder and praise afresh. Let me just close with this. John's gospel starts very differently from Luke and from Matthew. It doesn't start with Jesus' birth, but with a statement of Jesus' pre-existence as God. It says, in the beginning was the Word, referring to Jesus, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That was his beginning statement. But as I was reflecting on it this year, I just went to Eugene Peterson's translation, the Message paraphrase of the Bible, and he just sort of captured something that I just want to leave with you now. He said, translates it up. Paraphrases it like this. The Word was first. The Word present to God. God present to the Word. The Word was God in readiness for God, from day one. Everything was created through him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without him. What came into existence was life. And the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. Wow, I loved that. Life light blazed out of the darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. I really believe this Christmas is a moment for many when the life light can break into the darkness. And in a marvelous and miraculous way, Jesus can be with us. And we will find ourselves responding with great rejoicing and praise, just like those first characters we read about. I think there's going to be praise even in the pressure, praise even in the pain, praise even in our problems. Not that we deny the pressure or pain or problems, but into them the life light can come and give us a light to live by. And as those moments increase more and more, I believe our light will shine. And many who don't know Jesus will begin to follow him. So let's be moment hunters this Christmas. Moments when we can take time to meet Jesus. I want to really encourage you, let's not miss them. Let's not just get distracted by all the other stuff and not center on Jesus this Christmas. Let's carve out moments where we can be with him and he can be with us. I want to pray a blessing upon us all as we move through this Advent time towards Christmas. But I just want to pause and then I'm going to pray a blessing. So just take a moment, not if you're driving or doing anything that is not probably, you might want to close your eyes. But wherever you are now, wherever you're listening, just have a moment and pause. Why not just take in a deep breath? God is with you. Wherever you are, right this moment, this can be a moment for you. Just breathe out. Breathe in. Just pause. Slow down. Make this a moment. Lord Jesus, I just want to pray a blessing upon everybody listening, wherever people are, whatever they're doing, Lord, I pray, even in this moment, that you would be with people, just like you said you'd be. Come, Holy Spirit, into homes, into whatever people are doing, and may praise and wonder and rejoicing bubble up from souls. Lord, I pray that we would all see Jesus afresh this Christmas. Praise Jesus afresh this Christmas. Rejoice in Jesus afresh this Christmas. Pray your blessing upon us as we do that. And Lord, for those who are on a journey towards faith, I just ask, may this be their Christmas. May this be their moment of transformation. This moment where they encounter the risen Lord Jesus. So come, Holy Spirit, upon us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for listening in. Read those passages. Be stirred by them, those moments of praise. Be moment hunters this Christmas where you can find moments with Jesus. Do pray for our nativity service that's online and our carol drive-in service. These two, I believe, are moments where Jesus is going to reveal himself afresh to many people, even those who don't know him yet. So let's pray, church. Let's do all we can to invite friends. May there be wonderful moments this year of encountering Jesus. And if you do have such moments, let me know. Let us know. We'd love to hear how Jesus is at work amongst his people at this time. So God bless you. See you these next few weeks. Be moment hunters.